Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
We are now living in the time of history where we can see incredible things taking shape. We see what's going on in America. There is one side that is fighting for globalism, for a one world government, and then there's the other side. They understand and know that this world would be plunged into darkness. This world would be plunged into communism and socialism. Basically, this world would be plunged into a new world order. And the Republicans understand that. And many, many, many Christians are in the battle to fight against it. I know for a fact there are many who call themselves prophets of God, share that God has called them to prayer, He has called the prophets to warn the Christians that they need to stand in the gap, that they need to proclaim that this terrible demonic activity will not come into fruition. And we need to understand that we, the children of God, have the power to keep that evil back. I already know how it's going to turn out. I don't know all the details. Now I'm just sitting back and watching it happen while I'm praying and seeking God's face and proclaiming that these things will come to fruition that God has in mind. And that is to have a healthy economy so that there can be an incredible revival that will sweep throughout the world. Because we are at the doorstep of the latter rains where God will pour out His Spirit. We, the children of God, have been given the job to stand in the gap, to pray, to seek the face of God. And we need to be diligent about this. Never mind, whatever God wills will be done. Yes, He will make sure that His will be done in this situation for sure, because He has many, many people standing in the gap to bring it to fruition. In this message, I will explain how God works through His people to bring His will here on earth as it is in heaven. But alas, there are many, many Christians who don't even begin to believe what the Bible teaches. So today I'll teach on this message, but before I get into it, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before You in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that You will open people's hearts to the signs of the times, to the things that You are doing, O God. I pray that their hearts will be open to Your voice, that they will be open to the message that I will give them. Because, Lord, I've got it from Your Word, and Thy Word is truth. I thank You that You will anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. The problem with many Christians today, they do not see their responsibility that that God has given them while they're here on earth. Many at best just sit back and tell themselves whatever the will of the Lord is will happen. Well, the will of the Lord is that none perish. We know for a fact that's not going to happen. There are people going to end up in the eternal lake of fire. So how does one change that? Well, we preach the word of God. We bring as many into the kingdom as possible. There's an interesting scripture found in Genesis chapter 1 in verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female created He them, and blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." So here we can clearly see what God has in mind for the human being. That's male and female. It's to replenish the earth. It's to subdue it. Throughout the course of history, Satan has done an incredible, terrible thing to this planet. He has killed through child sacrificing and through abortion many, 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 many of God's creation. And these children and these people that would have been alive could have changed the world immensely. But we will never know, because their lives were snuffed out before they even were born. And it has been terrible the last 30 years here in North America. 60 million babies have been slaughtered so that they cannot stand up and proclaim the word of God. Well, the question is, you and me ask, would they have proclaimed the word of God? Yeah, I am sure God would have found many amongst them that would have turned to him and proclaimed his word. Now, we need to understand, throughout the Old Testament, those who dared to stand up for God, they were able to change things, like Joshua, like Moses, like King David. Many of the old patriarchs were able to change the things that were going on. It was heading for evil, and God had them to decree, and it changed for the better. Like Joshua in the battle where he killed all those giants. He told the sun and the moon to stand still, and sure enough, it happened. We know that King David, when he was in the battles that he was in, many, many miracles happened when he was at war. Unbelievable stuff. Read the Old Testament, you will see that these people took the word of God to heart when God told them to subdue the earth. And this is what we have to start doing now. The prophets of God are proclaiming that we have to stand in the gap. We have to make sure that God's will be done here on earth. And what is God's will? That many, many will come into the kingdom. We need to pray that God's plan will prevail, that many will turn to his salvation, because Satan is out to steal, kill, and to destroy. It can happen in time of peace, or it will happen in time of war. I believe this is our choice. It can happen during the tribulation, and many will come to know the Lord during that time, but it can also be done during a time of plenty and a time of good. It's our choice whether we want to take that responsibility and bring it to fruition. Now listen how God works with Ezekiel in verse 38 and verse 1 and 2. God did not declare a prophecy or a curse against the land of Magog. He got somebody else to do it, because God has given the people of this planet this job. It tells us in Ezekiel chapter 38 in verse 2, "Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal." So here, God is getting Ezekiel to pronounce and decree a prophecy against Gog and Magog, which will come to fruition as we get closer to the end. So it wasn't God that decreed it. He told Ezekiel to do it. This is how God chooses to operate in this planet, and we need to pay attention. If there is bad weather coming, personally, I believe we should stand in the gap on a weekly basis, praying for good weather, praying for our families, interceding for them, and decreeing that they will get to see God. Yes, we can change many things if we dare to believe what Scripture says. Now listen to what happened to the prophet Jonah. Again, there's the city of Nineveh, totally into debauchery, a very wicked city. God could have gone there and told some of them, you better repent or else. But God didn't do that. It tells us in Jonah chapter 1 in verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." Very interesting when you study it. God told Jonah, "You go and talk to those people." Why didn't God send an angel? It is because God has chosen to use the human being to bring people to the Lord, to bring them to repentance. So we have that job. And look how Jonah operated. Jonah hated the Ninevites. They were cruel people. They were such debased and degraded people that Jonah hated them with a passion. He wanted God to kill them. And he tried to escape, but God brought him back. He took him by the scuff of the neck and said, "You're going to preach to them whether you like it or not." Listen to what Jonah says in Jonah chapter 4 and verse 2. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, "I pray thee, O Lord, I was not this my saying, that when I was yet in my country, therefore I fled before thee unto Tarshish, for you, I know that thou art a gracious God, a merciful God, slow to anger, of great kindness, and that repenteth thee of all the evil." Look, he knew that God would forgive him, and he was angry with God. Now listen what he says. "Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." Jonah would rather be dead than see the Ninevites repent. It's unbelievable when you study these things. Even though he went and preached to them, he had to do it, for God made him to do it, but his heart was not in it. But we all know the story. The Ninevites turned around and repented, and God saved the city. So God wants us to do these things. He wants us to stand in the gap. He wants us to pray and seek the face of the Lord. He wants us to be prophets. He wants us to be apostles so that we can hear from him and take advice from him so that we can see what's coming and we can know what to do about it. Listen to Matthew chapter 16 in verse 19. "I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." That's Jesus talking to his disciples, and not only his disciples, all those that believe through their sayings. "And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Here is very clearly and very plainly told what we ought to do. We should take the initiative. We should decree what we want bound and what we want loosened. Of course, you have to operate in the will of God. I'm not talking about having nonsense ideas that people come up with. Get into the will of God and start decreeing his will. Start binding and start loosening. Bind the devils, bind the evil spirits, and loosen the angels of God to work in our favor. When there is a storm coming, we can stand in the gap and tell it to move to the side. Yes, Moses put his rod out over the Red Sea, and guess what? It went to both sides, and the Israelis walked through on dry land. We can see example after example in the Old Testament. And God wants us to start experimenting with these incredible powers that he has given us. He has given us the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit to put to use. I want to say this to those Christians, to those of you who are listening. When Jesus betrothed you, when you became his bride, when you became born again by the Spirit of God, we know that one day we will be at the wedding feast where we will then be the bride of Christ in heaven. But like every bridegroom, he has given his bride gifts. What gift do you have? Have you unwrapped your gift? Have you asked the Lord how it works and how to use that gift? Or have you just stood at the side and said, well, they're not for us today. We will not use those gifts today. I'm sure that bridegroom is very, very joyous that you're doing that. We need to understand God wants us to stand in the gap, and we need to pray and seek his face. Use the gifts that he has given us, that we can further the kingdom of God. It's all about bringing the gospel to the nations. So open your heart to this message and become a blessing to yourself. Seek the face of God and get into the battle. Amen.
He cares, he died for us, it wasn't fair. Now serving him is just our share of a sweet love affair. We used to search for happiness, we searched for years in vain. We were acquainted with the Lord, but all we knew just a holy man, we really did not understand, but now we pray and know his plan is a sweet love affair. We're very proud to call him ours, he saved us from our sins, and you'll be proud to call him yours. Just give your life to him. He really cares about your life. Don't doubt the love of Jesus Christ. Look at the cross, he paid the price for a sweet love affair. It's a sweet
Over the years, the church has neglected a very important message that God gave to his disciples. And that is to go into the world, into all the world, to use the gifts that God has given us. But there are many preachers and teachers out there who have become very famous, who proclaim that these gifts are not for today, they were for the apostles. Well, I have to say this. We are in a battle for the soul of the nation, for the souls of the people. We need to proclaim the word of God, and we need to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. The demonic realm is real, and they will try to stop you at every turn. They will try and make you think it's not important. They will try and stop you by causing fear. In every which way you turn, Satan seems to have a way of stopping his believers from doing the work of God. But today, I'm glad to say, there are many who dare to step out, regardless how they're being ostracized, regardless how they're being ridiculed. There are many prophets and apostles that are now coming out and proclaiming what God has in mind. And in this day of COVID-19, in this day of the election down in the States, we definitely need the prophets. We need the apostles to proclaim to us what God has in mind so that we, the children of God, can pray and bring it into fruition. For it is our declaration that will bring it forth. It is our decreeing it that will bring it forth, just like Ezekiel, just like Moses, just like Dave, King David, and Daniel. They decreed things that were supposed to happen, and they came to fruition. The Bible is very clear on that. I have known this for years and years, but how do you speak to people who don't seem to care? But now with all the problems that we're having, people are starting to listen, and I thank God for that. In Mark chapter 16, in verse 15, it tells us, He said unto them, Go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. And we have to understand here, this is not talking about water baptism. This is talking about Holy Spirit baptism. We are all baptized into one body by one Spirit. So if we believe and we're baptized into that body, then we will be saved. But he that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. Question I have for you. I know there's lots of devils out there doing a lot of mischief. Have you ever taken time to think about it and to cast out a devil? Every Christian can do that. They shall speak with new tongues. Have you got into the power and the gift of speaking in tongues where the Holy Spirit prays through you? If you haven't, it's time that you start. You need to understand it. They shall pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. This is the protection of God, regardless what comes against you. If God is in what you're doing, no deadly thing will harm you. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. With the track records that the doctors have these days, they've been trying to cure cancer for years. And what do you see? When they do have somebody with cancer, they basically murder him before they even bring him a cure. So this is what we're seeing. It's the world system, the doctors' association, the government's association. They're not out to heal. They're out in many cases just to make money. So we, the children of God, need to take it into our own hands and bring forth the healing, because it says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And if you start doing this, here is exactly what's going to happen. In Mark chapter 16, in verse 19. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of the Father of God. What is he doing there? He's interceding for us. He's praying for us. And it says, they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs and wonders. I have been preaching the gospel for the last 30 to 40 years, and I have seen many signs and wonders. Sometimes you wonder, what does this mean? What does that mean? When you see demons coming out of people, you cannot believe your own eyes sometimes. But God has confirmed that these things will happen if you will dare to do it. So I'm asking you, the Christian, the born-again Christian, to get into the Word of God. Believe what it says, and start communicating the Word of God to those around you, because God is waiting for anyone that listens to Him to begin this awesome work. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbach, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us on the web at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.